And we said, please. We said that the activity of the program, there are 8 activities, and we already discussed 4 activities, if you remember. And we are now in the prevention of the occupational health hazard, whatever this health hazard is, whatever. And if you remember, we said this is the main task, okay? And it is carried out, or it is performed by combination of a different discipline. Particularly, these disciplines are health or medical discipline. We have engineering and we have hygienic, okay? So we already discussed the medical prevention, and you remember we said, of course, this is done on the several aspects. Of course, pre-placement examination, medical examination definitely, periodic examination, and we discussed this periodic examination, how it's done. It is done at least twice a year, 6 monthly, or once, 2 years, but the best thing, it is depend on the type of the exposure, and there is so many other points that we have to follow it when we like to increase the number, increase the number of the periodic examination. And also we say health education, you remember? Okay, and we already discussed when and what education we are going to give it to the worker. And the immunization of the worker, also we already discussed this, depending on the type of the workers or depending on the job, there is certain immunization to prevent infectious disease. Now, coming to, there is two disciplines. Okay, so we said it is a combination of different disciplines. The other discipline is the prevention of the engineering prevention and hygienic prevention. What's the engineering prevention? Engineering prevention. Of course, this is, can be done through many tasks. First of all, machinalization. Of course, to decrease the strain of the work, the heaviness of the work, make it little bit lighter for the disease, for the worker, in order to prevent some accident. Okay, substitution, yeah. Okay, سكر الباب بعدين. سكر الباب. This is for the first and last time at قبلها, okay? Okay, so substitution, that is substitute the hazardous or the dangerous material into less or non-hazardous material. Substitution, enclosure, putting the machine guard. Of course, another thing is isolation. Isolation of a high hazardous procedure away from the other workplace. Best example, Edna, an X-ray mustashfaya. It is isolated, okay? Of course, before the other point, I would like to mention another thing. It is segregation. Segregation put the hazardous procedure or hazardous material away from the factory in a another building, segregated. That's the hazardous procedure away from the workplace. Okay. Another thing is a good ventilation. By fan to increase the air movement, definitely. And also by using exhaust system, you know, ما بعرف ايش تقولوا لها بالاردن هاي اللي تكون بال احنا نقولها لا مش مدخل هاي تفتح ها اكسس اللي تطلع الهواء لبرا اوكي and also in another area they do collection of any air in that environment collected together and they're exhausted outside away from the area of the faculty so it depends on the type of the material in that factory. Good lighting, of course. Good lighting is very important to control other physical hazard. It's a physical. And another thing is assuredness of ergonomic. Assuredness of ergonomic. I am sure you know it. This is because last year you already have a lecture about ergonomic in the musculoskeletal. So to adapt the work situation to the physical capability of the worker, كراسيكم لازم تكون كويسة, okay? تكون يعني suitable to your sitting. So for example, طبعا, physical capability of the worker to prevent loss of effort and time. ممكن تخلي الكرسي من على الباب على زحمة. Okay. To prevent development of accident. Thanks a lot. And to prevent development of musculoskeletal disorder. So the ergonomic from all aspect is very important. نعم يا محمود. Ergonomic, it is a situation, suitable situation between your body, okay, حتى psychological and the environment. Okay. تقعد انت هذا الكرسي كويس لازم يكون. Now, the other discipline in the prevention and control is the hygienic prevention. Hygienic, please. ممكن ممنوع ماما hygienic prevention provided good sanitary facility. Okay, washing area before and after work, it's very, very important. We will discuss it later on, particularly when we come to the biological exposure. Okay, change area for changing the clothes of the person. Certain clothes used during his work, but when he go out, he or she should change their clothes before and after the work. Okay, of course, mouth hygiene and any other skin hygiene. Supplying personal protective equipment, PPE. Personal protective equipment. Why until I have to have during COVID-19? Okay. Working environment monitoring for detection, detected the hazardous and you remember evaluation of the environmental pollution. It's not enough to detect, but we have to evaluate how much this pollution is, and also for ensuring and also also for detecting the threshold limit value, particularly for the chemical substances that we are going to discuss, inshallah, during chemical exposure also. Ensuring that the work legislation is available and that it is really active. Like what? Like there is for time of working hours, and also rest time. There should be a rest time, working hours, and rest time. And also setting rule for employment of the women and children. You remember we said they are the vulnerable group. In addition, we have, or they have, to investigate the cause of workers' absenteeism. ليش اليوم غايب محمود? I have to ask why. So it is important. Okay? So investigation and detection the cause of the absenteeism of the worker in any department. All these are related to the hygienic prevention. And it is ممكن نسكت رجاء under the control and prevention of the workers. You remember we said there are 8 tasks. Now coming to the other task, which is control of occupational hazard. Okay, control of occupational hazard. Of course, this is include early detection of the occupational disease. Early detection of the occupational disease. I am sure you know how can we detect it. That is by replacement and periodic examination. And we said that the periodic examination, it is screening. It is a screening task and for early detection and for early treatment of the any disease. Now, there is another activity which is, we call it rehabilitation and compensation of the disabled people. ممكن تبتعدون انتو عن بعض رجاء الاثنين؟ Yes. صير هنا ابني. Thank you. Okay, rehabilitation and compensation of disabled people. Rehabilitation of the disabled worker, why? Why do we do that? Of course, to minimize or prevent the disability. أنا أسوي له ليجيتم rehabilitation, أرجع إلى as much as possible to his normal life, this is the rehabilitation, in order to prevent or to minimize the disability in the workplace. Okay, retraining the disabled worker for a new job. So when I do rehabilitation, of course, I have to do a retraining, training him. I have to find, first of all, a new job for him. Then what I should do, I have to do training or retraining for this new job for him in order to be capable with this work. So to minimize the disabled, retraining the disabled for a new job suitable for his physical, mental capability. And also, it is important, this is very, very important, task in the occupation, which is compensation. Compensation of the disabled worker after evaluation of the disability people. Okay. So it is very important to give him or to do a disability and then in order to give him the compensation or the privilege, this give him a privilege. Okay. What type of rehab? rehabilitation, we have to do it for those workers. First of all, psychological services. Okay? In this case, psychological services. Psychosocial with the family consult and social psychiatrist and recreation services we have to. What do we mean by recreation services? All these tasks should be done by whom? By the psychiatrist or by the psychologist? You remember we said this is one of the team in the workplace. So this is psychosocial services through a family counseling and also social and psychiatric. Another rehabilitation, it is a medical services. Arrange as much as possible to his normal life, as much as possible. Of course, this is done by treatment of any accident or any disease that occurs during his work, and also diagnosis and the treatment and follow him. Of course, this is done by you, inshallah, in the future, by the industrial physician or industrial doctor. Vocational. What do you mean by vocational? Mm-hmm. Okay. Vocational services, of course, this is important. Vocational assessment and attitude exploration. Vocational training. لما يصير عندي accident, I have to look for a new job. I have to look for him a new job and then do for him training, rehabilitation. So this will be done through the physician. Okay, vocational training and placement in a suitable job. So I have to find the job that is suitable for his physical, mental, and even psychological aspect of the diseased or of the disabled person. Now, this is the rehabilitation. Another task. Ya jama'a, ممكن نسكت. يعني البريك ما كفاكم. لو تريدون كل النهار بريك لكم. Okay, please. Provide special care for vulnerable group. You remember we said, namely, the woman and the children. They are a vulnerable group. This can be achieved through what? Selection of suitable job for the woman and for the children, particularly for the woman, according to their capacity. This is one. Then, replacement of the pregnant woman in a suitable job. So when she got pregnant, okay, we have to find for her a new job that will be suitable for her condition. Replacement in another job when she got pregnant. Proper maternal and child health care. MCH is maternal and child health care. Proper maternal and child health care should be provided for the female. Of course, make sure that the application of certain law is active. I know there is legislation, but is it active? هل يؤمن بها أو لا? Be sure about this. Application of certain law for employment, working woman and child are active. For example, no night shift should be given to the woman or child, of course. This one. Limitation of the work hours, again. بدأ الميل يطلعون الساعة أربعة, أطلع الفيميل الساعة ثنتين. Limitation, again من لها. Paid leave for infant care. When she got pregnant and when she got a baby, okay? We have Of course, من حقها تأخذ إجازة. حقها وهاي الإجازة مدفوعة. Okay, paid. It depends. إجازة الأمومة. It depends. في ناس ينطوها 6 شهور. هنا 3 بالأردن. في قسم 6 شهور. قسم 6 شهور paid. بعدين إذا بدها تأخذ 6 شهور أخرى، هاي زمان عدة بالعراق مش هلا، تأخذ نص راتب، فيصير سنة كأنه سنة كاملة. Okay. So paid leave for infant care and a prohibition from working in certain hazardous jobs. Okay. ما أخليها هي pregnant وخليها أو حتى بالإكس راي أماكن اللي hazardous. نعم. ممنوعي صح، هذا أنا همينة وإياك أسألها، بس يعني أكو دول تنطي، يعني أكو بس على الأقل يمشون على القوانين، على الأقل هو صح children ممنوعي. Now the last task will you لا بعد الثلاثة keeping a good health record. إذا تذكرون منها it's very very important. Yes. Okay, it is very important. The health record is a seeing eye of the industrial physician. And industrial health team. So it is very important. This is very important that it is very important to keep a good medical record for each worker. From the first moment, he or she had been joined this job till the time. Okay? So it is very, very important to maintain in any occupational, كل occupation, okay? It should be available. Every employee should have an accurate and complete medical report from the type of his first employment till the time. من أول يوم. The record must be in detail enough. كنا بالمدري إيش الممل. الديتيل الممل. بنقطة بنقطة. Okay. بالتفصيل الممل. In a detail enough to provide adequate information for job placement, health maintenance, and also workmen's compensation and rehabilitation. شافي كلها تصب في نقطة واحدة على مود الكومبنسيشن، على مود الماني. Okay? So that's why it should be in detail enough that contain everything. As we said, it is the eye or record, medical record, it is the eye of the industrial physician and the teamwork. What this record should contain? Of course, personal data. Definitely, it should be contained a personal data. Okay, data of pre-employment. من أول البداية. Pre-employment, pre-placement, and periodic examination, day by day. Periodic examination. History of exposure, okay. And disease, or whether it is occupational or non-occupational disease. History of exposure, it should be done in detail. Sick absenteeism, الغيابات اللي طبعا due to the اللي تسوي غيابات due to the disease. Okay. Retirement and clinical examination. All this should be written in addition to the immunization, all the immunization that he had. Okay. The value, why it is important? Why it is important to keep the record? The value of keeping analyzing health record, first of all, basic data for the statistics. medical analysis. Definitely. And why? Help to know morbidity and mortality in that factory or in that workplace, whatever it is. أعرف لأن راح يكون عندي base وأعرف any other things that will be happening during his work time. Help to see the trend of the health or disease in that factory. أنا دخلت ما بي شيء بس بعدين صار. فإذا trend and so many person in the same factory. So help to know the trend in the health and disease of that workplace. Help to identify plant area of the high accident or a high dangerous area. أنا طبعاً مش بالكفاية بالفاكتوري بس راح أعرف أي department of this factory having high accident or having high dangerous material. So help to identify plant areas of a high accidents or sick or any other diseases. Of course, it will help in evaluation of our control. إذا شفت مادة تتغير من قبل 10 سنين هسه دسين mean my control is not good and I vice versa. So it helps in planning and evaluation of industrial health program and controlling of any other disease. This is very important. That's why. Now already we finish with all the tasks. Okay. All the tasks that should be done by the industrial program. Now, what are the hazards that the worker exposed to during his work at a workplace? What are these? Generally, they are 5. Physical hazard, definitely. Chemical hazard. Biological hazard, mechanical hazard, and psychological hazard. These are the most common hazard. Oh, there is no more that the worker or employee were exposed to it during their work. اللي شايفيها بالأحمر اللي هو أنا راح أعطيكم إياها. وبالأسود دكتور أشرف إن شاء الله. Okay. Today I am going to discuss something about the psychological hazard. شفتها. It is important to you to know it.
Psychosocial دكتور.
Psychosocial, psychological, all together. Psychosocial hazard. Okay. فلت us see. هاي انتو هذا البوكس ده تقرو اوكي psychosocial hazard. What's the psychosocial hazard? Okay, the psychosocial hazard arises from the worker's failure. So it arises as a result of the failure, worker failure. Okay, to adapt an alien psychosocial environment. To adapt an alien. ما يقدر يتماشى أو يتوافق مع الالين الشيء الغريب psychosocial environment. This is the مختصر مفيد of psychosocial hazard. So the psychosocial hazard arises from the worker's failure to adapt to an alien psychosocial environment. So there will be frustration, إحباط, lack of job satisfaction, and insecurity. أنا اليوم ما عندي security اليوم موجودة يجوز بكرة العميد يقول لي روح فانسكيورتي فرستريشن لاك اوف ساتسفاكشن مش عاجبني تايم اوف ساتسفاكشن بور هيومن ريليشن ذس از فيري امبورتنت ات سايكو سوشيال اند ايموشنال تنشن all are some they are some of the psychosocial feature which may undermine both the physical and mental health of the worker. It will affect the physical and mental, both of them. So not everyone will get this psychosocial, or they get it, yes, but in a different level. Okay? So the capacity to adapt to a different working environment is influenced by what? It is a capability. Nicer and a failure. Capability معناها not good. So the capability to adapt for a new work environment, it depends on what? An education of the person. And also on his or her cultural background. Also on the family life. هم عنده مشاكل عائلية، هم عنده مشاكل بالور. So it will duplicate. Family life, social habit, and also what the worker expected from the factory of the or from the workplace. أنا متوقعة أكثر مما يحصل لي. فإذا that's why I يصير عندي frustration. So the what the worker expected from the employment. أتوقع أكثر بس اللي متوقعته ما حصلته. That's why يصير عندي there will be a frustration. Okay. And then the other things will occur, and it will lead to the psychosocial disorder. Now, it was reported from many parts of the world, indicated that physical factor may play a role in this. إذا الضوء مش كويس لكم أكيد psychologically. أو إذا الفنتيليشن مش كويس physical factor might also affect the psychosocial or it give rise to the soul. Physical factor heat and poor ventilation and any other أو حتى لو الكراسي معناتكم مش كويس all these will lead to the psychosocial okay, as a precipitated factor movemental. The increasing stress of the automatic and electronic. اعتماد الناس على الاوتوماتيك والالكترونيك خلته هو كأنه هو ما له فائدة بعد. خلاص كل شيء بالماشين كل شيء بالماشين فإذا الإنسان صار كأنه. Okay. So increasing stress على الأوتوماتيك and electronic operation and nuclear energy may introduce a newer psychosocial health problem. So, psychosocial hazards are therefore assuring more important than the physical. قبل شوية قلنا it may be. More important than the physical or chemical. For some decades, there had been growing concern about the causes of and the health consequence of the psychosocial problem, particularly in the developed country. Particularly in the industrialized country because they use the machine more than the developing country. This is some decade ago. Psychosocial risks are ranked in increase enough. It is now recognized as a major health concern in the industrialized country. It is considered as a major health problem in the industrialized country. But it's not only in the industrialized country. However, by globalization and change in the nature of the work all over the world, in addition, including the developing country, okay, these risks are not limited to the industrialized or limited to the developed country. It is also intact in the developing country. On the other hand, on the contrary, it has become more serious than that of the developed country. The psychosocial become more serious in developed country, in the developing country, than that of developed country. Why? Why? Yes, it is present and machine is already distributed all over the world. But there is another two things, along with the existing difficulty in controlling. A developing country, difficult to controlling. That's, oh, they are not taking care of it. ما يعتبروها بالأصل. Lack of awareness. ما بيعتبروها. في حين it is very important. Psychosocial is very important. It's more important than the physical. So, first of all, lack of awareness, difficulty in controlling, and shortage of the resources. We have no such resources as that of in the developed country. So the problem will be more serious in the developing than that of the developed country. At least they can control it. They have awareness about the problem. But here, I mean, in the developing, still they are not interested. They consider us a stigma. It's not like that. It is a health problem. It is a real health problem. So the health effect, just now we said, of the psychosocial, it has two main effects on the human being. Sorry. First of all, it causes psychological and behavioral changes of the worker, of anybody, okay. Including what? Hostility, self-advantage, aggressive, okay? And anxiety, depression, and all these things will be appear as a result of the psychosocial. This is on the worker himself. Another thing is, what do we call it? Psychosomatic health. It's not only on the psychology, effect on the, my body also, physically, but physiologically. So they call it psychosomatic diseases or psychosomatic illness. A lot of these diseases, we have a lot of this, including fatigue. كُنْشِ مَا مْسَوِي تَعْبَهَرْ مَا بِيَحَيْكْ Okay, fatigue, حاسس, fatigue, headache. Pain in shoulder and neck and back, and peptic ulcer, it is psychosomatic, one of the factors. Even heart disease, okay, hypertension, diabetes, all these, you remember we said these diseases aggravated, related to the world. So the effect of psychosocial on the worker, the two, please. Okay, it affects the psychological and behavioral and also psychosomatic disease, and a lot of disease are psychosomatic. Now, what's the definition of the psychosocial hazard? It's defined as an interaction, Okay, nobody in the restaurant. Okay. It is defined as an interaction between two things. between the job content. عندكم محاضرات كثيرة job content. Good. Between work organization مش منظمة. إذا إحنا التنظيم منا أو منكم التصميم. هاش من صار. Okay. اوكي خلينا نخلص ليه ما بقى شويه اوكي انت it is interaction between two things this things interaction job content محاضراتكم كثيره دكتوره محاضراتنا كثيره اوكي work organization مش مرتبين مش اوكي جزء من عندنا وجزء من عندكم ما ندري اوكي management work management and other environment and organization country. كل environment, this is from one side. On the other side, it is with the interaction with the employees. Okay? With the employees' competency and need. Okay. Capability. Okay? Competency and need. أنت ما بتقدر تقرأ الأربع ساعات بس يراد تقرأ عشر ساعات. So, هل interaction between these things, okay, it will lead to the, this is the definition of the psychosocial hazard. It is defined in terms of interaction among job content, job work organization, and management and other environmental and organization conditions on the one hand and the employee's competency and need on the other hand. انت تحتاج بس this is your ability. ما تقدر اكثر من هيك. So, as such, they refer to those interactions that prove to have a hazardous influence over the employee's health through their perception and experience. فهذا اللي راح يأثر عليكم. وما أصور. Okay. Psychosocial risk at a workplace have been identified as a significant emerging risk. Definitely موجودة everywhere. لا تصورهم أكو job ما بي psychosocial risk even. Okay. So we have two topics important. Two important topics. واحدة منهم work related stress and the other is workplace violence. These are important. But what we are going to discuss, work-related stress, inshallah, in the coming lecture. And this is the work-related stress. Okay, work-related stress is an epidemic. Just now we said, everywhere. ما في مكان ما بي. That has hit the workplace in the current era. Because of the high technology. هذا اللي فرق بينكم بين التكنولوجي كانت أقل. كل ما زيد التكنولوجي كل ما psychosocial risk will be increased. So manager must prevent stress from affecting their worker. هذه مسؤولية المانجر. Because it is very costly to correct it when it is in the late stage. بعدش بعد ما يدخل مستشفى المجاني. So it is very costly. Okay. It is capable of reducing productivity. طبعا لما هو psychosocially disturbance خلينا نقول ال productivity مالته راح تقل. Reduce productivity and decline in performance of the worker, definitely. And implementation and effectiveness. So that's why we have to implement or to do an effective strategy. When we do this, we will prevent organization. We will prevent organization from bearing and losses. دائماً هم ليهم عشان تبعتهم الorganization. Okay. Will enable worker to enjoy his health. And also, furthermore, it will enhance the productivity of the factory or the productivity of the organization. Okay. Okay. خلينا نوقف لينا. Thank you very much. تفضل لو سمحت.
Ich habe gerade gesagt, ich habe gerade